In this blue book, there is a song which, when I first learned it, I was hoping that this could be me. And that is the servant song. And I would like to read this, and I believe this would go along with the lesson that I will be bringing you here in a few moments. It says, "Make me a servant, just like your son. For he was a servant. Please make me one. Make me a servant. Do what you must do. To make me a servant, make me like you. Make me a servant. Take all my pride. For I would be lowly, humble inside. Giving to others with all that I do, in love for my brother, make me like you. Make me a servant, filled by your might, and may all my labors shine with your light. Show me your footsteps and what I should do, for now and forever, make me like you." And in the song that we just sang, I noticed a verse, and again, it is appropriate to this letter. It says, the third verse, "Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Never let me wander from thee. Never leave the God I love. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it with thy courts above." The title of this lesson, I believe it will be appropriate for this coming year and every year that God allows us to have. We have talked about it from time to time, and that, of course, is evangelism. But see, evangelism starts with each and every one of us who is a Christian. It does not start with any one individual. It starts with us. It's a responsibility that God gave to each and every Christian. And so the title is, What Seeking the Lost Will Do. And we must take into consideration that loss means those individuals who are not obeying the Word of God. And we know what the Word of God says concerning how to be saved. And we know the fruits of those who are not saved. And so our duty is to try to show them what the will of God is. And so there are benefits in us seeking the lost. And what is also interesting, God demands that we do that. We do not become a Christian and just do absolutely nothing. We have a responsibility to seek and to save those who are lost. Because at one time, we were lost. We were seeking, and we must remember that God knows the hearts of those who are ready for the truth. And he will put someone there to teach them the Word of God, and that someone may be you. And we need to realize that we may only get one opportunity to teach somebody. And so when that opportunity comes, we must be ready. So, I decided to go and look in the Bible this word, seek, and see how it can apply to this particular lesson. And there are many words or many passages in the Bible which talks about seeking. But there's only one verse in the Bible that talks about seeking the lost. And that is in Luke 19 and verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So that means to me that prior to Jesus coming to this world to teach the gospel to men, men were lost. And we do understand what this loss means. They were not doing the will of God. And so, Jesus came here to rescue men. And we need to be very thankful that we were rescued. Because when the gospel was presented to us, we accepted the gospel, we obeyed the gospel, and we're striving to live faithfully because we want to go to heaven. In another translation of that same verse, because King James said that which was lost, this one says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. So, we know that the world is still full of lost people that do not know what the will of God is. Mark 16:15, we're told this, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. This was to the apostles. This was their job, to go into the world and preach the gospel. It is now our responsibility to go into the world and preach the gospel. But before we can preach the gospel, we need to know what the Bible says. We need to rightly divide the word of truth. And so we have a responsibility to know what does God say when we're out there seeking the lost. Because each and every one of us in our circle of friends at our job, we kind of know who those lost people are. There are religious people out there that they profess to be religious, but they do not live up to God's word. So that puts them in that lost situation. And we should get the courage to talk to people, to share the gospel with people, because if we do not, they will be lost eternally when they die. If you've listened to the radio, if you watch TV, each year they go through a list of people who have died. Now, normally when that happens, it does not affect me. I will say, oh wow, I didn't know they were gone. But this particular year, it went through a list of people who have died. And for some reason, it affected me. Why? Because they were the same age as me, or older. They're no longer here. And so that means, possibly, I won't be here. And if I'm not here, where am I going to be? So I made up my mind that I will do the will of God. I will make every effort to seek the lost and to try to spread the gospel. And you need to do the same thing. Matthew 18, as was said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the ends of the world. Amen. And it's not difficult for us to teach, because Jesus said here, whatsoever I have commanded you. We have the Bible. All we have to do is repeat what Jesus says and plant that seed. Because if we don't, someone is going to be lost because we didn't speak. Or we may be lost because we didn't speak. You know, we sometimes ask the question to ourselves, depending on what the circumstances are, what is it, or what is in it for me? Because, see, we don't want to do nothing without getting some sort of benefit. What is it for me? If I do this, what is going to be the outcome for me? Well, I would like to share a few things of what is in it for you. Seeking the lost is going to help the local congregation. It's going to help this congregation. How is that going to happen? Well, we as a congregation, if we're seeking the lost around us, we are a church that is doing the Master's will. We say from time to time, let us be a church that's going to work. Let us spread the gospel. Let us. But are we really doing that? Are we really taking the time to do what we are saying? The main task of the Lord's church, this body and other body, is to seek the lost around us. We all have friends. Now, we may have talked to them from time to time. Leave them alone, go back. Never give up on anyone. First of all, if they see us wishy-washy, why should they want to be a Christian? You've heard this, and it's sad for people to say this, and he or she is supposed to be a Christian by whatever deeds that was done. They're supposed to be Christian. So that meant or means that you've done something that was not quite what they expect a Christian of being. And maybe you was doing the right thing and they just didn't understand that. Or maybe you were doing something that you weren't supposed to. And so if someone says that about you, and you are aware of it, you need to evaluate yourself. Just what am I doing? Am I reflecting Christ? You know, if this congregation and other congregation allows sin to take away the fire of evangelism, and again, that's everybody, if it goes out, what's the purpose of us showing up? Because if we're going to show up to do one part, we're supposed to be doing the other part. What was mentioned here this morning as the young children are the ones to continue. And if we don't teach them correctly, we don't teach them the value of seeking out those individuals who are lost, it won't continue. If they don't see us doing it, why should they do it? So, another way it benefits us, a church that is seeking the lost, is a united church. We are united with one goal, and that is to follow the commandments of God. We had a lesson on the unity of spirit and the bond of peace. And in that, we found out that there's certain things that we are supposed to do. Ephesians 4, starting with verse 1. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling of which you have been called. We are to walk in the manner that Jesus walked, having compassion. Because he says here in verse 2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Now here's something that we need to teach the world when we get an opportunity. We need to teach them the following things, which is in verse 4, because for some reason people, they just don't understand this. We need to teach them there is one body, one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Have you noticed people will say, what is your faith? God says it's only one faith. That is the faith that he says we are to have. Not any other one. Not a Pentecostal. Not a Baptist. No. We are supposed to have the faith that God said we are to have to be pleasing to him. And if you have any other faith, you're wrong according to God. And so, we need to teach people it's the one faith which God says we have to have. And the only way to know that, of course, is to get into the Bible. How does it benefit us? A church that is seeking the lost means that the brethren have the same care for one another. We know, just like the scripture said, humility. We have to be humble. We talked about children. Getting out of them that stubbornness. That goes for us too. How can you have humility when you're stubborn when it comes to the work of the Lord? In anything else, hey, you can be what you want to be. But when it comes to serving the Lord, we have to be united. A one-minded, how we're going to spread the gospel. How we're going to go out and seek those folks who are lost. A praying church. We pray. But you know, I think sometimes, and it has been done in the past, that we would stay longer and we would pray. We would pray for whatever the situation was. We need to pray for means and ways for the opportunity to come our way. Because in Acts 2 and 42, it says this, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. We know those are the early Christians. When they heard the word, they obeyed the word, and they followed to learn what it is that they had to do. They learned that they were to pray. So we should be adding into our prayers. Help us to seek the lost. Help us to have the right words of God to say to them, something that will cause them to want to know more. But first of all, we got to know what God's word says. By seeking the lost, it helps the church be pleasing to God. Because we need to be a church who has the light illuminated. Because if we allow the light to go out in this world of darkness and sin, we have the risk of losing our lampstand. It will help each Christian. Do you know that if each one of us decided we were going to seek the lost, it is going to help us to grow in grace and knowledge? Because we can't go out to seek the lost and not grow. If we have the honest heart, we're going to say, I need to learn what it is I am supposed to say. So that means you're going to get into the Bible. And when you get into the Bible, you're going to grow, because you're going to see some things. Well, I didn't know that. Wow, that's interesting. So you should make a plan with somebody that you know that I am going to approach them and I'm going to start up a conversation and somehow I am going to try to bring it around to God. And what do you believe? And ask them to show in the Bible what they believe. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 18, he tells us, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. If you remember in the book of Acts, in the conversion with Philip, going to the Ethiopian eunuch, and he asked him the question. If you remember what the Bible says, he started at that point and he taught him Jesus. We need to know everything we can know about Jesus. And somewhere along the line, we need to bring that out to them about Jesus. There's so much in there. I can't tell you where to begin. There's just so much about Jesus. If you know it, you can share it with others. But you can't tell anybody anything if you don't know nothing. You have to know what you're doing. We have to bear fruit for Christ. And seeking the lost is a means of doing that. And think about this. I've said this in the past. A barren believer is good for nothing. And I've said, if you are a Christian, and you've been a Christian for a long period of time, and you know nothing in the Bible, what good are you? You're no good to Christ. You're no good to yourself. You're no good to nobody around you. Because you don't know nothing. You don't study. Study is the key to know what the will of God. In John 15, just a few verses, Jesus says this, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I've said that God has a sense of humor. The more you do, the better you are at it, the more he's going to give to you. Because you're a worker. He's giving you more and more and more. For those that do just the minimum, he's just going to give you the minimum. You know, we talk about minimum wage. Most of us don't want minimum wage. We want everything we can get. But if you're not qualified, if you're not putting out the work, why should you get more? So our goal as a Christian is to get more and more. And so that means we're going to be a worker for the Lord. Seeking the lost is to obey Christ, because we've already said it in Matthew 28:18, but all Christians are under this commission. When we became a Christian, or when we were taught to be a Christian, it should have been taught to us that you have a responsibility, you have a work to do. And if you read Matthew 28:18, it shows you that you have a work to do. Because Jesus says, all authority has been given to me. Now, here's what you are to do. You are to go out and to teach. Something that we should think about. If you fail to obey Christ all the way, you yourself may go down below. You yourself may go to a place in which you don't want to go because you are not obedient to God. Seeking the lost causes us to live right. The fruit of right living is souls. You know, a measuring stick is not how many people you bring to Christ. The measuring stick is how often do you use that opportunity. My record is pretty poor. I have a poor record of folks that are Christians after talking to them. They become a Christian for a while and then they're gone. But my job is to plant the seed. My job is not to save them. My job is to use the opportunity that God gives me to go to people and show them the Word of God, seeking them so they will not be lost. So now, if we are the Christian that we say we are, we're going to be looking for opportunities for the lost. We're going to study our Bible more than just twice on Sunday and one on Wednesday. We're going to know what God's Word said. So how can I give it to others? We must evangelize. We must go out and try to get people. If we don't evangelize, we can become fossilized. Now, being a fossil is lifeless, has nothing. Is that what you want? And I know that's not what you want. So that means we must evangelize. We cannot leave it to any one particular person or a group of people. We got our job to do. We need to be like the Master. As I said in Luke 19 and 10, for the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. That should be our responsibility also. Here's an interesting scripture. If we seek the lost, as God says, it will keep us from being foolish. Because it says in Proverbs that if we win souls, we are wise. Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and whoever captures souls is wise. That is our responsibility, is to be wise. Plant the seed. It is not to be foolish. And that word foolish, a definition, resulting from or showing a lack of sense. Considered unwise, a foolish action, a foolish speak. Now there is one that I do like, and there's a few translations that in the place of foolish, they will add another word. And the definitions of that word foolish, it also says characterized by proceeding from mental dullness, which no, we don't. It says foolish, senseless, and here it comes, stupid. Foolishness means you just don't want to grasp what it's saying. And so we should not be foolish, or as I like to say, stupid. The good thing about seeking the lost, it reaches every type of person, everybody, every class, rich, poor, shut-ins, shut-outs, sick, the well, those that are lukewarm in the Bible, those that are zealous. Because sometimes being zealous does not mean you know what God says. So we have to be able to try to teach them. It's for the educated. It's the non-education. Each one of us is in a group of people that we can talk to. If you are a person who is a CEO or whatever up there, you have that class of people that you can talk to. For example, just talking with Nathaniel and kind of learning what he does or whatever, he's with a class of people that I will never come in contact with. But I ain't afraid. Because that old saying, every man puts his pants on the same way. Just because you're a little high up there don't mean that you cannot understand the Word of God. It is for all race, all languages. We are not supposed to look at somebody and say, you are not worthy for me to be talking to you about the Bible. We need to look at everybody as a soul. One of the things that I try to do is I try to, as I'm driving my vehicle, wave at everybody. I don't care who they are, the workers. Because I know the more I do that, they are going to like me. And if they like me, then possibly I can share the word of God with them. But if I say nothing to them, how am I going to go approach them? I got to show myself to be friendly and like them so they will accept me, and then I can share the word of God. But we have to do that. Every person is approachable. You know, I make plans with the people that I meet. I do. I make plans, like those that we go bowling with. I make plans that says, okay, when can I approach him? See, if you stay a certain way, they see that. But when the time is right that you can approach him, you can say things, you can share the Bible, and they won't look at you like a crazy lunatic or a religious zealot. But we have to know how to do it, and we have to try to reach everybody. We must pray for the wisdom to know how to do what we are supposed to do, how to say what we are supposed to say. Because Jesus says this in John 4:10. Jesus answered, "You do not know what God wants to give you, and you don't know who is asking you for a drink. If you did, you would not ask me for the water that gives life." John 4:14. "But no one who drinks the water I give will ever be thirsty again. The water I give is like a flowing fountain that gives eternal life." We need to tell people sometimes, the waters of life. Do you know what that means? And share the scripture with them. Seeking the lost, it meets every condition and every need. The great thing about seeking the lost is it can be done at any time. But there's people. We don't need a special day. We don't need a special hour. There is no special place. We need to take people to teach them about being saved. It's the opportunity that you have at that moment. It doesn't have to be in a special building. As long as there are people and you have the opportunity to say something, then do it. Now, I don't expect you, and I saw this when I was a youngster in New York, down in the subway, there would be people standing on soap boxes just preaching, whatever. And I noticed people would look at them like they were crazy. I don't expect that of us, to go out there and just be an eyesore. But we can look for the right people, and we can share the gospel with them. We need to be observers of people and know when we can and when we can't. Even those people that talk bad about religion, we can formulate ways in which we can say it without offending them. We need to remember there is no special worker needed for seeking the lost. We got the book. The book teaches us what we are to say. Each and every one of us who are Christians, we are a worker for the Lord. It doesn't make a difference whether you are a doctor, lawyer, or whatever. We need to remember, all I am is a servant of the Lord. And I'm sure you've seen people who are doctors, lawyers, or whatever. They use that as a means of, look at me. You know, God doesn't look at them that way. He looked at their faithfulness. That's where the humility come in. Because if you're not humble, you can't teach nothing. Well, actually, you can teach something. You can teach, look at me, I'm a fool. Because I'm high and mighty. We are to be humble. We are to be servants of God. You know, every talent can be used. I don't like to hear anybody say that that's just not my job. I just can't do that. Yes, you can. We are serving God. We are serving God. God does not care how bad you sound when you are leading a song. You're serving Him. Well, I just can't preach. Read the Bible. Because all preaching and teaching is telling a story. Sit down and say, what story do I want to tell about Jesus Christ? And put it in some sort of order. And learn that. And when the opportunity comes, use it. This is a new year. We may not be here to see another one. But whatever our actions are this year will determine where we're going to be when we die. And I hope that each and every one of us in here have determined to get to heaven. I hope we have said, my resolution for all the years that God give me is to go to heaven. And if that's the case, then we're going to look for those who are lost. Our friends, our neighbors, our families. We're going to do that. And if we are successful in seeking them, then they will be saved also. If you don't seek anyone, if you just want to keep it to yourself, I believe you're making a bad mistake. I hope this lesson has benefited you and caused you to think about something. Think about the fact that we have a responsibility, and that responsibility is to serve the Lord. And the best way to do that is like Jesus says, I came to seek that which was lost. If there's anything that you need of this congregation, we ask that you make it known as we stand and sing.